First of all, let's talk about the rules for feds. I was going through the list on EEOC's website, which is voluminous. But the rules are same across the board, whether you're private sector or public sector?
You know, they generally are. The concept of preventing people from reaching the top ranks of an organization because of something that's protected by law, their gender, their race, their color, their national origin, or their age, violates national, federal anti-discrimination laws. So the claims that you see by these women at Booz Allen could certainly be made by women in the federal workforce. And it's the same rules that apply in the private sector that apply to the federal system. So the process for enforcing those rules are different. For employees in the private sector, after some limited recourse through the EEOC, they have to go directly into court. But for federal employees, most federal employees are very familiar with the federal system. There's a much more elaborate internal process inside the federal system to bring a gender or sex discrimination claim.
And Deborah, what is the incidence of success in pursuing these cases on the part of women? I mean, what's the track record been lately in recent years? Because frankly, it's hard to imagine organized or sanctioned discrimination of that nature still taking place in 2011.
Yeah, when you read the allegations in the lawsuit brought by this former executive, or she was a mid-level executive at Booz Allen who was moving up the corporate rank to the top leadership positions. And when you read the allegations in the lawsuit, you know, if true, it does raise some very serious questions about their practices. The allegation is that in the top 45 leadership positions that ran the company, there's not a single woman. And, of course, you know, sitting where we sit today in 2011, that raises all kinds of questions for people. How could there not be a single woman in this circle? And that's called, people have named that the glass ceiling. And to the extent that's true, it was almost like waiting for a lawsuit to happen. In the federal system, when you look at, and EEOC publishes these statistics, as does OPM, you know, annually, when you look at the top ranks of leadership positions in the federal system, the SES, you know, there are certainly women represented in the SES, there are minorities represented, and there's been claims of underrepresentation and efforts by OPM to bring in more women and minorities into the executive ranks of the federal system. And, you know, in the federal system, they make a concerted effort to, you know, bring women and minorities into these executive ranks. In the private sector, that's just corporation by corporation. And at Booz Allen, you know, everybody's going to be waiting to see that play out in court.
We are talking with Deborah Roth, a partner at Shaw Bransford & Roth, and Tom and I were talking about this a little bit off the air, and he brought up an interesting point that I'm going to totally rip off, which is, how does the federal agency then deal with its relationship with a contractor that is being sued for sex discrimination? Does that relationship change at all?
Well, not certainly during the lawsuit. You know, government contracting is about open and fair competition. It's always required in government contracts of this nature that contractors, that they do not engage in violations of anti-discrimination laws. And Booz Allen is basically in business solely because of government contracts. You know, it becomes some sort of public relations questions for them. Government contracting contracts are awarded based on open and fair competition and not whether there's a lawsuit pending. I do think it creates public relations issues for them. And certainly the women who have brought these lawsuits are using the media to get the word out, to at least let, you know, to engage in that public relations campaign.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, too, because there is a little bit of some organization to the media campaign here. We happen to know that about this Booz Allen case. And what's your feeling about whether that strategy is useful?
You know, it can be useful. This case is pending in court, and it's always about, you know, people, attorneys like to get their message out to the potential jury pool. Title VII cases of this nature are capable of going in front of a jury. They have a right to a jury in Title VII cases. And so there's always the potential of getting to the jury pool. But a company of Booz Allen's nature, you know, of their size, it's very, you know, it's a common practice to see these kinds of claims brought into the press because the company is so large and so engaged in business of a nature that does involve the taxpayer dollar that it's not unusual or unlikely, you know, to hear about these allegations in the press. And, you know, you can imagine these women, in the end, they probably don't want their case to go all the way through trial. And if they can get their case, if their case can succeed, you know, through settlement, through a public relations campaign, that's probably the outcome that they're seeking. And, you know, a corporation of Booz Allen's size, they probably don't want to go to trial either. And it's probably going to be a campaign for a while in the media to see who can prevail on that front.